Masechet Sachem Parazayim Mishnah Gemo Sacho B'Shemin Truma. It's a Korban Pesach with smear, with oil of Truma. And even though you're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach in oil or in water, however, if you roast the Korban Pesach, you are allowed to smear it with oil. Im Chaburas Kohanim Yochlu. If it's a group of Kohanim that are partners in this Korban Pesach, they can go ahead and eat the Korban Pesach. And even though it was smeared with oil of Truma, Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma. Im Yisrael, however, if it's a group of Yisraelim, non-Kohanim, that are partners in the Korban Pesach, so they're not allowed to eat the oil of Truma. Im Chayhu, Yidichenu, if the oil was smeared on the Korban Pesach while it is still raw, so therefore the oil did not get absorbed in the Korban Pesach, so they would simply wash off the oil to get rid of all the oil of Truma, and then they would be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, since there's no longer any oil of Truma on the Korban Pesach. V'im Tzlihu, Yiklof et Achitam. However, if they smeared the oil on the Korban Pesach after it was already roasted, so therefore the oil got absorbed a little bit into the Korban Pesach, and washing it off would not get rid of all the oil of Truma. And since it is owned by a Chabura of Israel, and they're not allowed to eat Truma, so therefore what they would have to do is peel off the outer layer of the Korban Pesach, and that way there would be no oil of Truma on the Korban Pesach, and then they would be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Sacho b'shemen shel ma'aser sheni. If the Korban Pesach was smeared with oil of ma'aser sheni, and you're allowed to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, so the Korban Pesach is mutter to be eaten. However, the following halacha would apply. Lo yasenu damim abnei chabura shein poden ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. The person who smeared the oil of ma'aser sheni cannot insist that the bnei chabura, the group of people that were partners in this Korban Pesach, should give him money towards the oil of the ma'aser sheni, because you're not allowed to redeem ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. And just like you're not allowed to redeem ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, so too it is forbidden to sell ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. So therefore, the person who owned the oil of ma'aser sheni and smeared it on the Korban Pesach cannot insist that the other partners in this Korban Pesach give him some money towards the oil of the ma'aser sheni that he smeared on the Korban Pesach, since it is forbidden to sell ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. The following five korbanos are brought bituma, but cannot be eaten bituma. And the halacha is that a korban tzibor, a korban that is brought by the tzibor, can be brought even if the tzibor is tamei. Most of the tzibor is tamei, or most of the kohanim are tamei. It would be mutter to bring the korban bituma, even though normally a korban cannot be brought bituma, but a korban tzibor could be brought bituma if most of the tzibor is tamei. And the following five korbanos are the only types of korbanos tzibor that are eaten by the kohanim. And these korbanos, since they are korbanos tzibor, are mutter to be brought bituma if most of the tzibor is tamei. However, it's forbidden to eat them bituma, and that which the Torah allows us to bring them bituma is only to actually be makor of the korban, but it doesn't allow us to eat the korban. Ha'omer, the korban ha'omer that is brought on the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, is a korban tzibor and can be brought bituma, but cannot be eaten bituma. Ushte halachem, the shtei halachem that is brought in Shavuos together with the shnei kitzei atzeres, is a korban tzibor and can be brought bituma, but cannot be eaten bituma. Belechem hapanim, the lechem hapanim that is brought every Shabbat, is a korban tzibor that can be brought bituma, but cannot be eaten bituma. Bezivchei shamei tzibor, bezivchei shamei tzibor, is a kitzei atzeres, the kvasim that are brought on Shavuot together with the shtei halacha. And these are shlamim, and they are korbanos tzibor, so therefore they can be brought bituma, but cannot be eaten bituma. B'sivei rachei chadashim, the se'irim, which is the chatzah that is brought on Rosh Chodesh as part of the musafim, is a korban tzibor and can be brought bituma, but cannot be eaten bituma. Now, the Sirei Rashi Chadashim includes not only the serum that are brought as part of the Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, but includes also the serum that are brought as part of the Musafim on all the Yamim Tobim. These are all Korbanos Tzibor, but cannot be eaten bituma, even though they can be brought bituma. HaPesach Sheba Bituma, Nechal Bituma, Shaloba Mitchilaso Ela La'achila. The Korban Pesach that is brought bituma, the Korban Pesach is also considered a Korban Tzibor and can be brought bituma. But the Korban Pesach is an exception to all these other korbanos. The korban pesach can not only be brought betumah, but can be eaten betumah as well as the korban pesach is brought originally for the purpose of achila. The main purpose of the korban pesach is to be eaten, as the pasuk says, lefi achla. So therefore, when the Torah allows us to bring the korban pesach betumah, the pasuk is also allowing us to eat it betumah. So therefore, the korban pesach is an exception. It's a korban sivah that can not only be brought betumah, but can be eaten betumah as well. Even though they are tameh, they are allowed to eat the korban pesach on the first night of Pesach.